Here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And welcome to Wednesday, February 9th. We have with us in studio the crew of St. Andrews with Don Cox and Joey Capo. Capo?
Yeah, Capo.
Capo, that's the one. Here talking about the Mardi Gras Festival, which is coming up next weekend. Tell me a little bit about what y'all got going on.
Well, we'll let Don take the lead on this one right here. Just to intro everybody to what Mardi Gras is.
Friday, we'll open a festival. We'll have a kids parade Friday afternoon. It starts at 4:30. It's free to kids. If you look on the crew website, standrewsmardigras.com, there's information there. If you want to enter your group, we've got schools and we've got Girl Scouts and church groups and, you know, this is a family-friendly event. So far, we have 550 children signed up, and some of them will be on our crew floats. Some of them got their own little thing, and some of them are just walking.
Yeah.
And almost all of those kids want to get to the end where the ice cream people are. They're handing out little ice cream sandwiches.
It was smart to put them at the end.
Yes. So that goes good, and that's Friday. So Saturday we'll have the festival also that Joe will give some more detail on that. The main parade is at 2 o'clock. The police will close off the roads at 1. So you don't want to be parked on the parade route because your car will be gone when you get back. So be careful about that. The parade route goes from the Oakland Terrace Park on 11th Street down to Beck Avenue and up Beck to 15th Street, the light at the top of the hill. So be aware of that. And then Sunday, we'll have a pet parade. So if your pet isn't opposed to being decorated, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And again, you can find that information on our website. And there's some cooking things going on. The festival will still be open on Sunday afternoon. Is that till 6? Does it close down at 6?
Yes, 6 o'clock.
So Sunday afternoon, we just got something going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Which is excellent. It's an incredibly busy weekend. Whatever you can find time to come out and participate in this festival, it's really open for your convenience, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing that Don touched on, and I would like to, you know, definitely expound on, is that it is free. The whole day is free. The whole weekend's free to come and walk around. I mean, you can. Of course, there's going to be some vendors, and we'll be selling adult beverages out there, and you can partake if you'd like. But there's no charge to come hang out and watch a parade. So, I mean, that part of it's kind of fun. It is family-friendly.
We try music.
We do have fun with the function, you know, for the crew. They like to party, and they like to have a good time, and everybody does. But we do keep it family-friendly, so.
Definitely. And one of the big things with the crew of St. Andrews is, you know, y'all are a 501c3. This is, you know, the Mardi Gras event is an opportunity to have a great party with the community. But y'all have so much more going on outside of just this 3-day event. And, you know, that's absolutely great. But, you know, for the next 3 days coming up this next weekend, which is February 18th, 19th, and 20th, it's really mainly a good time.
It's a good time. And that's what we're going to do. I mean, like I was telling you, it's the event that kicks off the end of winter around here.
Yes.
So, I mean, everybody looks forward to this event.
I think everybody is looking forward to that. You know, the hot, the cold, and the freezing cold this last few weeks has not
been
nice.
Yeah, it's been a long winter, hasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, we have 3 days of that. And after the last couple years with, you know, the COVID and everything being just jumbled around, I mean, we tried to do Mardi Gras in May. It was fun, and we actually had really, like, perfect weather. But it was a good time. But having it on the traditional dates, we're really looking forward to this year. It's going to be big.
Absolutely.
Certainly. Now, one point of business that you said you have to deal with every single year is
yes.
How does parking work?
Parking. Here's the deal with parking. Parking is available first come, first serve in any legal spot in St. Andrews. If you park in a non-legal spot, you're going to have a problem. If you park in a spot you're going to have posted parade route and vending area tow away parking for the people that live and work in St. Andrews. You should really keep an eye out for that. We always have to tow one or two cars every year. We don't want to do it, We go through tremendous lengths to find the owners of these vehicles before we have to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes hours to do, to tow a car. It takes about 2 hours. So we try to find the owners. But park in a legal spot. That's all I got. That's my advice, you know?
Certainly. And there's a number of open parking lots throughout St. Andrews. You know, one across from Little Village, one across the kind of marina area from
whole marina area is free parking, too.
So there is a lot. But also expect there's going to be a large turnout for this event, which is excellent.
It's
going to
be a massive turnout. Now, there are paid parking spots, too, so yeah, you could find those.
I would add one more thing on the parking spots. You look around, there are some residents who are willing to take advantage of the event, and they let people park in their yards for $5 or $10, mm-hmm. whatever, some nominal amount. But that's also out there, so you don't have to walk a really long way.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk shortly about the parade itself on Saturday, the main parade where all the floats are going to be coming down 11th Street. Tell me about kind of the rundown for that.
Well, first and foremost, I would like to give a shout out to Terry Cole and staff at WMBB. They're going to be televising the event. They do it free for us every year from the crew, which is a really nice thing. I believe it's on MeTV, but I could be all that information will go out, I guess, when they get more, when they know where it's going to be. But it will be televised on WMBB, which is nice for them to do. So on the main parade, we have it kicked off with our – who's going to be the – why don't you tell everybody about the 25th anniversary?
Well, for the 25th anniversary, we have all the kings and queens, past kings and queens, uh-huh. are going to – they'll either be on the royal float or they will be in convertibles. So we got a whole lot of convertibles.
I bet.
a whole lot of convertibles. And they're going to lead off the parade. We'll have one of the high schools will be doing the colors. And then we have 33 or 4 entries. I think even the crew of Yak from Defuniak Springs comes here. Mm-hmm. Springtime Tallahassee brings a float. So people come from some distance that have floats and enter these kind of events. It's going to be pretty spectacular.
Certainly. And of course, a correction on my part, it's not 11th Street, it's down Beck Avenue.
Yeah, well, it starts at Oakland Terrace, comes down 11th Street, and makes a right turn on Beck Avenue, and then goes north up to the light at the top of the hill by the old elementary school.
Excellent.
I guess it's closed.
I was almost right.
Yeah, yeah, that corner right there on 11th and Beck, and then all the way probably until you get to, 13th Street or 14th Street is right. Where the majority of the people are that will watch that parade.
Certainly.
It's a sight. If you've never been down there, you need to get down there and check it out.
It is a wall of people.
Yeah, if you have been down there, you know you need to get there early. Yeah. So, yeah.
Definitely. Well, fortunately, this event is going on all of next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting on February 18th. It's an excellent opportunity to come out and partake of both the parade on Saturday, along with the entire festivities going on the entire weekend. If I wanted to get some more information about what, parade route, parking, a list of events and vendors, stuff like that, how can I get that information?
All right, so two places I would recommend going first. The Facebook page. It's the Crew of St. Andrews Mardi Gras Festival Facebook page, or the Crew of St. Andrews. Yeah, what's the website?
It's standrewsmardigras.com, and that's standrewsmardigras.com.
Excellent.
You can find that stuff there. Now, let's not leave out the pet parade on Sunday at 2:00.
Yes.
So if you
leave that out.
If you got a pet, bring your pet.
Do people need to register their pets beforehand, or can they just bring their pets?
1:30, I believe, is the registration 1:30? Time. So,
okay, perfect.
You know, we set that time to be after church, so people who want to go to church can go to church, have time to get their pets, mm-hmm. and come on down, and if you don't have a pet, just come down and enjoy it. It's kind of fun.
Excellent. And, the addition of Sunday as a day for this event is kind of an experiment, but it's one that y'all anticipate is going to work well?
Oh, yeah, man. This is our first real foray into the Sunday, third day of the event.
Mention the that Cajun place again.
Absolutely. Mention who?
That Cajun place.
There you go. You don't call him the best color man in the business for nothing. So our Sunday event is going to be expanded. Like, normally we just do Pep Parade on Friday with the kids parade. So we've kind of jumbled it around to draw out the event a little bit and to make it that 3-day festival that we've all been waiting for. You know, we it's a lot of this, a lot of the money that comes in goes to good to doing really good work that the crew does.
Absolutely.
So any chance we can, you know, make it a little bit more for them, you know, and add a little bit more to the party, which is where I come in, I'm all for it. So on Sunday during the Pep Parade and all day long from 11 to 6, we'll have a crawfish boil. That Cajun place is, I think they got 1,000 pounds is what I've heard. They're going to sell it out there. So, you know, it'll be a paper plate type of situation. Mm-hmm. But if you like crawfish and you like music, while that's going on, we'll have music. The Pep Parade goes right in front of all the vending, right by the stage. There's a place to get adult beverages if you want to. I'm gonna push that every time.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be a really fun day.
That's really cool, and I love that it's 3 days. So if you can't come two of the days, you've got one that you can come pick out of.
Yeah,
I think it's really nice for the community as well.
And I'm just blown away by a half ton of crawfish.
I think we're gonna go through all of them too.
I bet.
I believe it.
Well, of course, thank y'all so much for coming on. We're excited for the parade, and we're gonna have the crew of St. Andrews back next week to talk a little bit more about you know, the community service aspect.
25 years of service.
Exactly. Along with talking about the party that's coming up
next
weekend, starting on February 18th. Don, Joey, thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Y'all.
We're looking forward to it. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to play some more music and get our weather forecast shortly from the meteorologists over at WMBB right here on The Mix.